Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has always been a source for stories, but lately, the paper itself has made headlines. Last year, the editorial page shifted notably to the right and faced accusations of racism. Political cartoonist Rob Rogers was fired after a string of his illustrations were critical of President Trump. The paper cut back on print circulation, and a contract fight with the union continues. And then, on February 9th, the paper's publisher paid an unexpected visit to the newsroom. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins has more.
It was Saturday night around 10. Reporter Andrew Goldstein had already filed his story for the day and was walking back to his desk from the break room when it started.
As I got closer, I heard raised voices yelling, what sounded like banging on the walls. I wasn't exactly sure what was happening.
It was the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's publisher, John Robinson Block. Goldstein says Block was acting erratically, pacing back and forth. His hair was disheveled, and he was with his preteen daughter. According to other employees who were there that night, Block forcefully grabbed his daughter by the arm and pulled her over to a union bulletin board in the newsroom. Union members had pinned up a poster that said "Shame on the Blocks" amidst stalled contract negotiations. The publisher wanted a picture with his daughter next to it, but she was crying and said she didn't want to take the photo.
The whole scene was just appalling.
Goldstein says Block kept making the same points. He shouted about how much money he's lost on the paper. He talked about firing employees, including union leadership. He threatened to shut down the paper if the poster wasn't removed. And he brought up David Shribman, who served as the Post-Gazette's top editor for 16 years until he retired unexpectedly in December.
He talked about almost bragging how he fired David Shribman. He wanted to get every trace of David Shribman out of there.
Shribman did not respond to requests for comment. Block also told his daughter, sometimes getting in her face, that she's, quote, not one of them, referring to newsroom employees. The paper's managing editor, the head of HR, and union leadership were called in that night. Management was eventually able to calm Block down, and about an hour and a half after arriving, Block and his daughter left in an Uber.
We were paralyzed in shock. I think we all were.
There was more to come. In the days afterward, union leadership asked the company to deactivate Block's employee badge or that he consent to a search for weapons. Neither seemed to have occurred, and Block showed up on Wednesday. Block and the company did not respond to WESA's requests for comment. Alan Block, JR's brother, released a statement to the online publication Next Pittsburgh. Quote, Block Communications regrets if anyone present may have misconstrued what occurred as anything other than an indication of strong concern and support for the legacy and future of the Post-Gazette.
We can't accept them saying that nothing happened. Something very serious happened, and they need to deal with the consequences of that.
Mike Fuco is a PG reporter and president of the Newspaper Guild of Pittsburgh. The union filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board on Wednesday. The complaint said that Block violated federal labor law by threatening employees with job loss or shop closure for union activities. This isn't the first time a newspaper owner has fought with a union or tried to advance his own political beliefs. But Rick Edmonds has never seen anything quite like this. He's the media business analyst at the Poynter Institute.
You know, we're living in very difficult times for newspapers. I think that's kind of the context. But still in all, it's very unusual for an owner to kind of flip out in a public way.
Edmonds says there are benefits of family-owned newspapers. Good owners are sensitive to the needs of their community. But it's a double-edged sword.
The owner is the owner, and, you know, you can't really pick a good one if you're the city or the staff.
For now, reporter Andrew Goldstein says he and the rest of the newsroom will keep going as long as the doors are open. He says that's all they can really do. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.
Block Communications issued a statement Thursday evening saying it disagreed with the characterization of the evening as expressed by the union. The statement went on to say that, quote, the publisher expressed his sincere regrets over his conduct and did not intend to upset anyone.